morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day you and I, we get together, we have a little bit of coffee, we get into God's Word, and we
grow in our love for the Lord together.
Yep. And this year, 2022, Lord willing, we'll make it from the book of
Acts to Philemon.
Boom. Good job, man. All right, we'll make it from the book of Acts to Philemon, Lord willing. Why don't we have some coffee? We'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. You ready to have all your caffeine?
Yep.
Yeah, right. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. What a blessing it is to get to spend time in your Word, to hear from you. Lord, we pray that we would follow after you, that we would have hearts of faith. God, we need you to teach us. Please put out of our minds the other things of this world for this moment. Father, I pray that we would focus on your Word. Please, Father, help us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we are at Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. And we'll pick up at verse 19, and we'll go through the end of the chapter. So, let me see. Nathan, why don't you read 19 through 24? Does that sound good? And I'll read 25 through 30.
Okay. But I trust in the Lord. Jesus, the Lord Jesus, to send Timothy to you shortly, that I also may be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no like-minded who will certainly care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character, that as a son with his father, he served with that. As a son with his father, he served with me in the gospel. Therefore, I hope to send him at once, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I also trust in the Lord that I myself shall not also come shortly.
Well, that I also shall come shortly. Yet I considered it necessary to send you Epaphroditus, my brother, fellow worker, and fellow soldier, but your messenger and the one who ministered to my need, since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick almost unto death, but God had mercy on him, and not only on him, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore I sent him the more eagerly, that when you see him again you may rejoice, and I may be less sorrowful. Receive him therefore in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such men in esteem. Because for the work of Christ he came close to death, not regarding his life, to supply what was lacking in your service toward me. Well, we need to ask ourselves, A, what is this
about?
B, what's the
best for us to summarize?
And C, what are we
called to do?
All right, so there's really two different sections here with two different people. The first section, 19 through 24, who's he talking about in that section?
Himself.
Well, let's look at verse 19.
Timothy,
that's right. And then in verse 25 through 30, this guy's got the harder word to pronounce. Epaphroditus.
Epaphroditus.
Yeah, Epaphroditus, right? Timothy, you've heard of Timothy before, haven't you? Yeah. How would you know Timothy so well?
Because we do a Bible study.
Because we do a Bible study with
called Timothy.
Yeah, Paul or Timothy, Titus, and you, right? Yeah. So there's even two books of the Bible, First and Second Timothy, letters that Paul wrote to Timothy. Well, he's writing about Timothy to the people in Philippi. So when he's writing to Timothy, Timothy's actually in Ephesus. But here, Timothy's actually in Philippi. And so he's sending Timothy to them shortly. And what does he say about Timothy? What's he say in verse 20?
For I have no one like-minded who will certainly care for your state.
So not just certainly, it says will sincerely care for your state. He says in verse 21, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Christ Jesus. But you know his proven character. Whose proven character is he talking about? Who's the his in that?
Paul's?
Timothy's. Yeah, the pronoun there for his is referring back to Timothy. But you know Timothy's proven character, that as a son with his father, he served me in the gospel. And so, what's Paul think about Timothy?
He's going to help them.
He's going to help them. Right? Why?
Because John wants him to help him.
Yeah.
Because Paul's been training him to help people.
Good, yeah. He's been trained for the gospel. That's perfect, yeah. And so he's got some assurance in him, doesn't he? Some confidence in him. And so he's going to send them at once to see how, as soon as I see how it goes with me. But I trust in the Lord that I myself shall also come shortly. Does he only want to send Timothy?
Or he wants to send himself.
Yeah, he wants to go as soon as he can. And then, verse 25 through 30, since he plans to send Timothy soon, he doesn't know when, and he hopes to go himself, he's going to send someone right away. And who's he sending right away?
Epaphroditus?
Good try. Epaphroditus.
Epaphroditus.
Yeah, Epaphroditus. Right, so Epaphroditus, he's going to send him. And well, notice how he calls him in verse 25. What does he say about him? He calls him my
brother.
And also a?
Worker.
A fellow worker, good. And also a what?
Fellow soldier.
A fellow soldier. But he's also their what?
Also.
Oh, yawns. Those are contagious, man.
Mm-hmm.
But your verse 25.
Oh, yeah. But your messenger.
Messenger. And the one who what?
Minister to my need.
Yeah, so Epaphroditus was sent from Philippi to go with a message to Paul. And what did he do when he was with Paul?
He cared for him.
He cared for him. That's right. That's a pretty... Paul's really, like, showing how much he loves these guys, doesn't he? He's telling them right now that he's his brother, his fellow worker, his fellow soldier. And Timothy, he said he's got proven character, you can trust him. I think what Paul is doing here is, remember how we just went through verses 12 through 18, where he talked about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling, and we talked about being lights in the world. I think Paul is bringing these two guys up because he's showing them as examples. Right? People who are proven. People who are trustworthy. People who are serving. So, what would you, if you had one sentence for 19 through 24, how would you summarize 19 through 24 in one sentence?
Ephesians. 19 through...
It's chapter 2, verses 19 through 24.
Where did I go?
You turned too many pages. There you go, Philippians chapter 2, verse 19 through 24. How would you summarize that in one sentence?
One sentence. My brother, my fellow worker, and my fellow soldier, my messenger.
Oh, okay. So you would summarize that for Epaphroditus?
Yes. Okay. Epaphroditus and Timothy.
Oh, you're going to do that for both of them?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what you would underline. Yeah, I would say Paul is sending Timothy to Philippi soon, and he's trustworthy. Paul is immediately 19 through, or 25 through 30, I'd say, Paul is immediately sending Epaphroditus, who's a fellow worker, fellow soldier, messenger, and servant, who almost died for the sake of the gospel. That's what I would say. But yours was good too. what would you underline in your Bible? That's my question to you. Not to them. They'll tell me on social media. What would you underline in 19 through 24 about Timothy?
Timothy, I would underline 20.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say too. Yeah. What about for Epaphroditus, 25 through 30?
Okay, you know I'm going to underline 25.
You know, well, see, I would do 25. And then I would even do
26,
but if I did 26, I'd want 27. That's right. You know me well. All right. So let's talk about seek calling. Right? Were these men humble like Jesus?
Yep.
Did they care for people? Did they love the people in both Philippi and Paul in Ephesus?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think Paul might be in Rome now. He's in chains, but... yeah, I think they're caring for him. Right? So let's talk about, I think these are some good examples of character. Right? What about Timothy in 19 through 24? Can you look at and think, that's the type of man I want to be?
That's 20. That kind of says what you want to be.
Well, talk to me about it. What does that mean for you?
Well, not being that just simple.
What do you mean by that?
Well, not just, not being like a robot to Paul. Not just being a robot and go do something. Okay, done. And just acting like a robot.
Oh, so you're like, comparing a robot to sincerity. You're saying he didn't just accomplish a task, he really did love the people there. Good. Yeah, I think that's good too, right? He sincerely loves people. Yeah, I would agree with that. That's a great character thing to pick up on that. I would also say in verse 21, right? He says, "For all seek their own, not the things which are Christ Jesus." But it seems like he's saying about Timothy. Timothy is not like most people. Timothy seeks the things that are of Jesus.
Yep.
Not just after his own good, right? He loves them with sincerity. He's not just doing it, right? And he's got proven character. Right? Is it hard to have proven character? Yeah. It takes time to stand the test. Well, what about Epaphroditus? What do you think we could learn from Epaphroditus? Character things that we can emulate in our lives?
To not be a robot. That's kind of the second one. When he went to Paul, he wouldn't, like, hear the message, goodbye. He actually cared for him and helped him.
Mm-hmm.
And did things for him, but if it was just a messenger, he would send it, be done, and go away.
Okay, so messengers are also to be those who care. Good. You're picking up on things, man. This is why Paul would eventually make Timothy the pastor in Ephesus. Because he sincerely cared for people. And Epaphroditus sincerely cared for people. So they knew. Do you know what the word for servant often is translated into? So diakonos is often translated into English as?
Nope.
Minister. Right? Somebody who cares, who serves. And so I think Epaphroditus is that way too. I think we should make sure in our own hearts that we could be fellow workers. Is it easy for people to come to church and be consumers? Is it hard for people to be workers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think this is a good thing for us to be workers. What about fellow soldiers? Should we just be passive in the church, robots in the church, or should we be soldiers?
Should fight against the devil, try to help us. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. And do we fight with the weapons of this world?
No.
What do we put on?
Put on the food. The armor of God.
That's right. We put on the armor of God. Ephesians 6. Good job. Yeah, Galatians 6 is about the fruit of the Spirit. Ephesians 6 with the armor of God. But we put on the full armor of God. Good. Yeah, so since he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. Indeed, he was sick almost unto death. Right? And so, is it easy to serve and love people when you're feeling well?
Yeah.
What about when you're not feeling well?
No.
That could be a lot harder. Mm-hmm. And he's saying, even when he was sick and not feeling well, he was still loving them. He was still loving Jesus. Yeah. I think there's a lot that we can learn here about seeing these men's humility and love for Jesus. That they wanted to serve Jesus and wanted to love others. And I think there's a lot of lessons for us there. Well, you ready to pray?
Yep.
Okay. Father, we thank you so much for this day. Thank you, Lord, for the grace you have shown us in Jesus Christ. God, we pray that you would teach us to sincerely care for others. We pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we might don the armor of God, and that you would protect us from Satan. Lord, we pray that we would have proven character, and we would walk in your ways. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, may the Lord bless you today. May you walk in the joy and peace of Jesus Christ. May you hold firm to him who has saved your soul, because he always holds on to you. We'll see you later. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon RP Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.